All right, that was the Junkyard Poets, Sailing On. So now we'll take a few moments to talk, because I really wanted to talk to Tony or ask some questions about his mission trip, or more than that, his mission in Africa coming up. He's, my understanding, Tony, is you're going there permanently, or you're going there for a long time. And I what's curious to me, or the questions that comes to my mind is, how does one make such a decision? Because, you know, I went to Haiti for 10 days one time. It's 45 degrees in the daytime, 30 after midnight. And, you know, an office boy like me, I found that very tough. This is a big decision. It's a family decision. Can you tell us more about your trip and how long you're going to be there and what your goal is while you're there?
Well, ever since I was baptized in the Holy Spirit on an Alpha course in 1997, I've had this wish in my heart to bring Jesus to people, to tell people about him. And I got involved in Alpha for that reason. But the Lord has spoken to me and my wife more recently, and we did mission training in Africa last summer. And he just gave us this wish to go and work amongst some of the poorest people in the world in South Africa, which is where we're going. We're going to a place called Worcester in Western Cape, and we will be alongside people in the townships. These are kind of like the residue from apartheid. It's no longer illegal for people of mixed races to go to anywhere they want to in South Africa, but for economic reasons, they congregate in these ghettos, and they have abject poverty, and they just need somebody with them, and we want to be that kind of a person. Many children there who their parents are not available to be with them most of the day, latchkey kids and so on. And so we did a little bit of this when we were in South Africa. We got a feel for it, and we really felt the Lord was telling us that that's what he would like, in my case, me to do for the final segment of my life. I've had three careers. This is going to be my fourth one. I don't get paid for it.
So tell me, are you going there with an organization? And if so, what will be your role day to day?
Yeah, we are being sponsored by Iris Ministries Canada, which is part of Iris Global, an organization which was started by Heidi and Roland Baker decades ago. And they operate in about 58 mission centers around the world now. And there's one in Western Cape, which is what we're going to be attached to. And we love the couple that run this base. We really got to know them well. They're the kind of people that we feel we can be helpful to. We can work with them, and they can guide us, because it's new for us. We have been on short-term missions. Lorianne's been on about 10, actually. I've been on a couple. But the long-term mission is going to be new for both of us. And we're going for 3 years, which is the length of time you can get a South African visa for. And we're just about to apply for that and buy our ticket. So we expect to be leaving the country around the 7th of November.
Okay.
And I can tell you, we're excited.
I've been to Africa 2 years ago. I was there 2 years ago on a business trip, and I had to take a cocktail of vaccines and all. What does it mean to you? What did you have to prepare? How did you prepare,
basically? Well, we're not going into a tropical area. In fact, the temperature is rather nicer than Ottawa in many respects. So we wouldn't have needed vaccinations, but we had all the vaccinations a year ago to go to Mozambique. So we're covered now. We don't need to have any more of that. You know, I don't have time to tell you hardly anything about this now, but we are having some events coming up where we're going into more depth, and we'll be answering the kind of questions that Joel just asked me in some detail. If you've got a pencil, write this down. On Thursday the 24th of August at 7 p.m., we will be at Burning Heart's House of Prayer, which is in Eastgate Alliance Church on Cods Road, off the Montreal Road. Burning Heart's House of Prayer operates every night with a prayer group, and on Thursdays it's to do with mission, so we'll be there. On Saturday the 14th of October, also at 7 p.m., we're going to have coffee, cake and copples at St. Paul's Anglican Church, 20 Young Road in Kanata. And again, we will give a little presentation and answer questions and explain to people what's in our hearts and why we feel drawn very much to this kind of mission for the next 3 years. Who knows? It could go on a lot longer than that.
Well, that's for them then. But what about our audience today? If you could tell someone who's thinking, you know, maybe I'd like to go to missions. Maybe I want to go for a short term, long term. I feel called. I'm not sure if I'm called. What would you tell these folks?
Well, listen to your heart. I think that you will be convicted by the Lord speaking to you. It's not something that you would do just because it's a some kind of economic decision or something like that. We should listen to the Lord speaking to us. And the fact that we have two of us and we're getting the same message was very strong for us. And the other thing you could do if you want to do the kind of thing we did was get trained in missions. And there's no better training place than the IRIS training centers. They have several of them. The main one is in Mozambique, but there's also one where we are going in South Africa, and there are others in different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. So that will really show you whether you've got you're right for this. I've put up some videos on our Vimeo site of our time in Mozambique last year. You'll get a pretty good idea what it's like if you go and check those out as well.
Well, you know, Tony, I have a lot of admiration for folks who take up the mission field call, because like I said, I've been in tropical countries a couple of times, and it's a tough go even for just a week, you know, for a girly man like me. So I tell you, I have lots of admiration. I'm glad you're only leaving in November, because boy, I need the training here. For those of you who may have wondered, I'll be stepping in for Tony, but I'm not the only one. There's a few more, my understanding, because he's been carrying a lot of the load here for a number of years, and we definitely appreciate you, and we certainly wish you well on your journey. And I'm sure that if you've been called there, God's got big things, big plans for you, even if the media doesn't talk about it.
Well, thank you, Joel. Actually, we may still be on air. I visited Galcom in Hamilton this week. They distribute audio Bibles and other teaching materials on little radios, solar radios, and they've recently have available a streaming internet kit. So we may even be able to set up our own internet radio station. Ooh. And if we do, we'll be running over my head South Africa. We'll let you know. Check out copleswesterncape.ca. And that's the place where you can discover what we're doing and anything, such as possibly the future radio programs from down there.
Well, thanks, Tony. Up next, more from Ken Mahoney. Can't get enough. Enjoy.